Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, innovators, influencers. And today's a special guest today. As many of you guys know, my parents are from Colombia, a lot of my heritage. I was born here in the U.S., here in Miami. And there has been a big, I guess, trend since COVID, actually, and also remote working, where a lot of people have been moving elsewhere. It could be Miami, but also overseas, like Colombia is one of them, and like Mexico City I've been seeing, and those are pretty much the two main ones I've seen. And today we got a American living in Medellin, Colombia, AJ Lewis, who's originally from the U.S., but and he's here. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast.
I appreciate you having me, man, and I'm here in beautiful Medellin, Colombia.
With the hat, which is pretty common over there, huh?
It is, yeah. I bought this out here, and I figured I'd rock it for the show since it's, a staple of Colombia.
That's awesome. Well, AJ, can you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into like how you got to Colombia, but a little bit about your bio and your background?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Vegas. Was a football guy. Played high school football, college football. Coached high school football for 10 years. But, you know, I have a background in sales and in marketing and advertising and things like that. And so a couple of years ago, I wanted to change. And, we can get deeper into it. But, yeah. I'm here in Medellin now 3.5 years.
And to give a little bit of, like, how I got interested in this, obviously on Instagram, you know, they always show you other influencers, people that you don't really follow or know. And I would see this a lot where a lot of Americans move into Medellin. They do a lot of like videos and reels. Also knew someone else that who moved to Mexico City as well, which is another hot spot going on. So I got me interested. Why Americans move to Medellin? Whole different language. You know, you're outside. What are the risks? Things like that. So that, which is why we have AJ. So what got you to Colombia?
Yeah. So I'll try to make a long story short. I was a corporate marketing director for a pretty big company. We did about $400 million in sales in 2021. This was February 2022, a week before Mardi Gras. I was in New Orleans, my first vacation in like a year and a half. And I get a call from our CFO on a Wednesday, and he's like, AJ, I need you here tomorrow. And I tell him, hey, I'm on PTO until Monday. And he's like, well, we're doing layoffs. We got to let go 3 people on your team. And so I think it would be a good idea if the head of the department was here. I said, okay. So I went back Thursday. We let go of 3 people. 2 more quit because now they're in panic mode. They think the company's falling apart. So then on Friday, I went and I'm sitting in this executive meeting and I'm looking around at these faces and I just know it in my gut. I don't want to be here. I don't want to, you know, dedicate the next 3 years of my life at this company when they don't really care about me or my team or anybody. So I wrote my letter of resignation and I said, if I still feel this way on Monday, I'm going to send it. I did. So I sent it and I was actually going to go to Mexico and just chill for a while, take some time off and blah, blah, blah. And then my buddy from Australia, who's been all around the world, he calls me. He's like, why would you go to Mexico? Everybody goes to Mexico. Go to Colombia. I said, all right. So I booked my ticket the next day and I flew out about 2 weeks later. The only part of that I didn't mention, I did have a relationship for 13 years that we ended about 3-4 months prior to this whole situation. So I had freedom to make a choice and I did it.
Yeah, and you know, your Instagram is different from the other ones because the other ones they're showing a lot of stuff, but you're a little bit more like yes, the pros are here, but they're the cons of living in Colombia. Can you tell us why you took that viewpoint? Because most of the other ones, oh no, this is the greatest place and with like planet Earth, but you took a whole different stance.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I don't do videos or Instagram or any of that stuff for like any other reason other than I enjoy it and I like giving value. So for me, I see the stories and I hear the stories every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah, so-and-so got robbed. Oh, this guy that I was just at coffee with a month ago is dead. you know, all these things, I hear these things because I've been here over 3 years. And so for me, my whole thing is, hey man, come over. It's a beautiful place that, you know, amazing. Things are inexpensive, the weather, all this kind of stuff. But here's the things that go wrong, and you can avoid, you know, 95% of it if you understand the situations that can occur. So that's why I take that approach.
Yeah, I remember one video you were saying that when you're in a restaurant late at night, don't sit at the edge towards the outside because people tend to have a gun and they try to steal your phone and things like that, which is good warning to have. You know, you never want to have your phone stolen or like any money stolen and things like that. So before we get into that, because I'm going to talk to you a little bit later in the show. So you went to Colombia. Did you have that mindset of, okay, I mean, I'll be here for a few weeks, or you had that mindset, hey, I might be here for 2 or 3 years?
No. So yeah, I was only going to come for maybe like 6 weeks. I was actually supposed to go back and coach football, as funny enough as that sounds. And then I decided to get a medical procedure out here because it was much less expensive than in the States. So that kind of prolonged my trip. And then over that time frame, I just fell in love with it. And I said, hey, man, this is where I want to be. So my first 6 months here, I had to leave because they didn't have the Nomad visa. So I went to Mexico for a little bit. And then as soon as they introduced the Nomad visa, I came back, applied for that. And then I've just been here consistently the last two and a half years or so.
Can you tell us about that visa? I've never heard of that Nomad visa. Can you tell us, is it new for Americans, like, particularly, and what are the pros and cons?
Yeah, so the Nomad visa is cool because you can get up to 2 years here in the country, plus if you time it out with like your visitor visas, you get a whole nother year. So you can get basically 3 years straight if it's timed out properly. But what you have to do is you just have to prove income. You have to have a letter from a company or from your business that says you work remote. They are making it more difficult now ever since Trump sent some people back to Colombia and the president wasn't happy with the treatment or whatever. So I've heard they're denying a lot more people now. But yeah, it's a simple I don't want to say simple process. It's a process that isn't so cumbersome that it makes it like a pain in the butt, but it's worth it. But the only downside of the Nomad visa, it doesn't count towards residency or citizenship. If you eventually want to like get long-term residency, you got to do one of the other visas.
Interesting. Yeah, it's just like a little band-aid in a way, but and then you could renew it after 3 years, that they could renew it if they wanted to. No, it's a once in a lifetime type of thing.
Yep. So you only get 2 years total, and then that's it. You would have to do another visa. So I already kind of have my plan for the next 6 years, how I can continue here. So
interesting. So when you got there in 2022, which we spoke offline a little bit, there's been a little bit of a explosion, more people moving to Medellin. What type of foreign or Americans that move there? Is it mostly remote workers, or like what a type of people that, you know, usually move to Medellin?
Yeah, I would put it into a couple different categories. One is going to be the remote workers, like the nomads. There's a lot of retired people here that are, you know, older, 65 plus. You got the entrepreneurs that are kind of like, you know, they have a lot of wealth, they have a lot of money, and they come here and they're buying properties and they're starting businesses and things like that. And then you got, obviously, there's the sex tourists that come here. And, you know, those are like the four real categories of people that you see here.
Which I've seen those, the passport bros, yeah. The ones that they say they can't find a wife in America and they go to Colombia and all that, or more submissive, things like that. Do you have to learn Spanish in Medellin? Do you recommend it? Or is there a community enough over there, hey, I don't have to. I have like an American English speaking community I can get along with. I can get by without Spanish. What is the take over there with that?
So I have a friend who he's 67 years old. He's been here for about four and a half years now. And he doesn't know more than hola, como estás, and, you know, super bien, right? But I think that you can have a great experience here if you don't know Spanish. But knowing Spanish takes your experience to another level, because the way that you're able to, you know, communication is everything, right? And so there's something impersonal about communicating through Google Translate versus having a conversation. And so for me, I've noticed a huge difference learning Spanish and being able to converse than when I first got here and I was on, you know, Google trying to, you know, communicate that way.
How's your Spanish lately? Has it improved in the past 2-3 years or?
Very good. Like I'm not fluent because I've never studied like in a school or anything like that. I've just kind of learned from the streets and movies and talking to people, but I can have conversations. I understand 80 to 90% of what people are saying to me. And so, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's quite something. I think, but Witch, you brought up something very important. If you know the language, you can go far with it, obviously with the community. But how's the reception of the Medellin people, like the locals, having foreigners coming in? Is it something they like, or you can't really tell? But what have you seen the reception like?
There's pretty much three camps that I've seen. One camp loves foreigners here because they make a lot of money through their businesses and through their services. Because of all the people that travel here. The second camp doesn't really care. They don't really think about us. They don't even, you know, give it a second thought because it doesn't impact them. But then the third group hates us. And the third group hates us, and they have reasons to hate us because there are foreigners that come here and they're getting with underage girls. They're, you know, treating the Colombian people like less than, like, you know, they're coming here only for sex tourism, and they're destroying things, and they're fighting, and they're doing all this stuff. So there's really three camps of people, depending on who you are. But I found that once you start having conversations and they get to know you and they understand that you're not here to, you know, destroy their place or like disrespect it, but you're here because you appreciate it and love it, Colombians end up being very friendly and very welcoming and open.
Yeah. Has there been a complaints that, you know, many of the foreigners coming in have been like hacking up like the rents a lot? Is that something that you've heard the complaints about?
You know, I've seen it myself. Even when I was here in March of 2022, I saw that the places that I was renting then for, say, $500-$600 are now $900-$1,000.
Wow.
And those were just kind of like, you know, nomad rooms, right? Now what I see is places that are a little bit nicer. I mean, to be honest, you can't get like a decent apartment in El Poblado for less than like $1,900 US. And that's like a one bedroom studio, you know, that's just open. And so, yeah, I think foreigners are absolutely jacking up the prices. And I think it's gentrification. And I look at it in two ways. Yes, it's because the people with the money are coming here, but also, Why aren't there laws to protect the citizens where people can't triple rent, you know, overnight because of greed, you know? So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, something to take a look into. Probably the government has heard those complaints. Now for foreigners, is the number one like people coming? Is it from the U.S.? What other countries have you seen?
It's interesting because I see people from all over the place. I've seen people from South Africa, from Australia, from India, from the UAE, or, you know, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, that area, Canada. So you're literally getting people from all over the world, Germany. But I would say that a large percentage, if let's say 50% might be from the US and then the other 50% from other places in the world.
That's quite interesting, the whole diversity behind it. And so you were talking about offline. You've seen a lot of the increase this year, and particularly in the past. Yeah, I mean, like this past year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been increasing the last few years. Even like little things like the food, for example, some restaurants I used to go to, and you would buy a hamburger for 20,000 pesos. The same hamburger is now 38,000 pesos, right? And so you used to have, for U.S. dollars, you used to have a $5 burger that's now a, you know, almost a $10 burger, $9-$10 burger. And so you see that consistently, and I think it does make it really tough for the Colombian people because they're only making, you know, the minimum wage here is like $300 a month. And even like people with a quote unquote good job are maybe making $500 to $1,000 a month. So it does make it really tough for people.
Yeah, for the locals. Yeah, it's funny because my friend who went to Brazil, the wages are similar to Colombia. I think his girlfriend makes about $500 a month. So that's kind of comparable to what it is in Colombia. So it's quite interesting. So if a person wanted to move to Colombia, AJ, what would you recommend? Hey, you know, come for 2 weeks first, check it out, or come and maybe stay after 2 weeks. But what is your recommendations if someone's thinking about it of moving to Medellin in particular?
Yeah, I would say, so you get a 3-month visitor visa, and then you can renew it for an additional 3 months, and that you can do without any special paperwork, right? You just show up with your passport and you're good. So I would recommend come for at least 2 or 3 months if you can, and check it out and stay in different neighborhoods. Stay in Laureles, stay in Poblado, stay in Envigado, stay in some of these different neighborhoods. Or if you want to go to the coast and you want to go to another part of Colombia, or you want to go to Cali, or you want to go to some of these other places, check it out, explore a little bit and see how you like it, because it is a culture shock, because it's not America, you know, it's not. And so you have to see if it's for you or not, and it's not for everyone.
Now, why do you think Medellin became that spot versus like Cali or Barranquilla or Cartagena or even Bogota? Why Medellin? Is there something different that you see? Or
the city is just incredible, man. Like literally I'm looking out my balcony, or sorry, looking out of my window to the city, and it's just a beautiful city. The weather outside of rain, which it is what it is, maybe it rains 30 minutes to an hour a day. It's incredible weather, the food, the infrastructure, the ability to travel, the things to do. You know, it's like a nice big city, but it's not so big that it's, you know, crazy like Bogota. So I think it's just one of like a hidden gem in the world. Like this city is just incredible. And I think that's why so many people are attracted to it.
Yeah, because Medellin, like 20, 30 years ago, was dangerous. That was the cartel capital in the world. Juan Pablo Escobar was from there. He owned the city. So it was not even a thought for an American to go over there. Now it's the most peaceful place in the world. And something that I think a lot of people are like, wow, this is nice. The weather, I've always heard, you don't need AC, right, hardly?
No, I don't need AC. I just turn on my fan at night and you get that nice cool breeze. I would say probably 80-90% of the apartments here don't have AC.
Interesting. When it comes to paying stuff, and obviously like you have remote work coming from America, do you suggest open up a bank over there in Colombia, or you use like your hand card from Chase Bank for America? Like, what do you recommend on that?
Here's what I would recommend. Get a Charles Schwab account. And Charles Schwab is great because it reimburses you for international ATM fees. And so what I do is I have a bank account that I never use my card ever for any circumstance. And I just transfer whatever I need to my Charles Schwab account. I go to the ATM, I pull it out, and they reimburse me the fees. So I don't even need a Colombian bank account.
Oh, good. So you don't have to worry about all that stuff. And it's funny because I was watching another video, I think either from you or from another influencer, that you got to check like the peso if they have that stamp. If not, yeah, it's fake.
Exactly. Yeah, that was one of the videos I did.
Yeah, I think it was your videos. So it's quite interesting. So when it comes to real estate, the prices, I mean, were you telling me like the rents in Poblado is similar to the U.S.? Is that something that you got to keep in mind? Like, hey, you're not going to get that $800 rent no more.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you can still find it, but what's happening is you're only able to find it outside of like the quote unquote nice neighborhoods, or the place that you're in is very, very small. So I'll give you an example. My buddy 2.5 years ago bought a place in Poblado, bought it for $200,000. They put $50,000 in for like renovations and upgrades. So $250,000, right? If you buy a place in $250,000 in the States, you might be able to rent it for $1,000 to, let's say, $2,000, depending on where it's at.
Right.
He's renting his place for $4,700 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when you think about that, you're like, man, that is we're still in Colombia. You know what I mean? This isn't New York or Miami. You know, I'm from Vegas.
Like, that's probably we rented to an American.
Yeah, exactly. So people are willing to pay high prices out here, and so people just keep charging it.
So AJ, now with this trend, a lot more Americans moving in. Can you picture a Medellin where the second language could be predominantly English?
No. Here's what I'll tell you. One of the things that I love about Medellin, there is some influence of American culture, but it is not like Mexico. Like Mexico felt like you were in an extension of the U.S. Colombia has its own culture, and they do not care about the U.S. enough to change it, which is a beautiful thing because you get that authentic experience out here, especially if you get away from Poblado a little bit.
Yeah, and Poblado, which something AJ's mentioned a lot, is a big hotspot for a lot of Americans to move. It's good with security, isn't it? Like, you want to stay in that area versus the other ones, right? Is that something that I've heard?
Yeah, it's if you're coming here for the first time, that's probably the best place to stay and the best place to go visit. Watch my videos to kind of know what to look out for and stay away from. But yeah, it's probably the best place to introduce yourself to the city.
Yeah, that's something that I heard. Loralas is another one I hear a lot going to, and then Envigado. Do you think, like, you think this remote working from a foreign country, is this trend going to continue, or you think that a lot of companies are doing RTOs, you think that will fade out? Like, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate because I'm not an employee. I run my own business and I have a partnership with my buddy's marketing agency. So I'm fortunate that I can kind of continue this lifestyle. But what I hear from a lot of people is that they are getting called back to the office. Or if they are able to work remotely, it still has to be in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And these companies don't want people coming to places like, you know, wherever, Colombia, Mexico, wherever else. And so I do think that the trend is steering away from remote work. And in the next year or two, I think it's just going to keep shifting downward because companies feel like when they have their employees in person, it gives them a different level of productivity and you know, accountability that they don't have when people are remote.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Like, the accountability is huge, and then staying in the same area, it's very important. But no, good point. So being in Colombia, the food, everything, what do you miss about America that Colombia does not have? I always hear about ranch. It's hard to find ranch sauce over there or ranch dressing. But what do you miss about America that you cannot get in Colombia?
Three things besides my family. Number one, football. Like I said, I was a big football guy, and so I miss going to games. I miss coaching, you know, all that kind of stuff. Number two, golf. You know, there's golf courses here, but it's an hour away, and it's not really a big sport. I used to play golf every week, sometimes twice a week with my buddies. And then number three is some of the food. So you can find good food here, but being from a place like Vegas or Miami, man, I miss stuff like Hawaiian barbecue. I miss stuff like real good sushi. You know, there's certain things that I miss that when I go back to the States, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta go eat here, and here. But outside of that, man, I don't really miss the States, and I have the intention of moving back.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you was one of my questions. What are your plans? Are you planning to stay here for like long haul? You're planning to have a family there? What are your plans, future? Is it long or eventually come back to the States, sir?
Yeah, right now I have a plan to be here through at least 2020, middle of 2027, and I have a path to be here for like I said, another couple years after that. But I'm a guy that stays flexible. Life changes, right? You know, yesterday there was a bombing in Cali, and then another attack in Antioquia, which is the state that Medellin is in, about an hour away, I think. So, you know, you never know with elections and political turmoil and things like that how a place like this could change overnight if certain things happen, and you pray and hope that that doesn't happen. But I stay flexible, but I don't plan on going back to the States. I just don't see any reason for me to do it outside of visiting family.
Yeah. So you have become officially an expat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out of there, you know.
So for sports, what do you do? Do you have to go to restaurants? Let's say you watch, you know, the NFL. Do you have to go to that local Hooters I heard about? Like, what do you do for that?
Yeah, so there's actually American sports bars out here. Here in Laureles, there's Medellin Sports Bar and Skybox. Laureles is like a more calm, chill neighborhood. And then over in Poblado, you have a place called Highway, Hooters. There's a couple other ones called Vibes. So yeah, there's places where Americans go and congregate and eat and drink and, you know, watch sports, and it's a nice community.
Yeah, which I saw that. I didn't know there was a Skybox and Medellin Sports Bar. This is very Americanized. Now, do you need a car to live in Medellin?
No, you don't. They drive crazy out here sometimes.
I've heard.
So that's one thing. But the second thing is, an Uber ride, let's say a 20-minute Uber ride, might cost you $3 to $5. A hour Uber ride might cost you $25 from here to the airport, right? So because of that, with all the problems with maintenance and this and that, unless you're a person that likes to pick up and, you know, go here an hour away, go there 2 hours away, you don't really need one in the city because most locals don't have one.
So you're like, you're pretty much just like living in New York, you know, where you don't need a car. You could take the, how's the public transportation over there?
It's the best in the whole country, and it's better than most U.S. cities.
Yeah, because I heard they have like a monorail type of train, or.
Yeah, so they call it the Metro, and you can get on the Metro, and it'll take you from one side of the city all the way to the other in all four directions, northeast, southwest. And then they have really great bus systems where the buses are consistent. They run all night. They'll take you all over the place. But taxis and Ubers are also great. So between all those different options, there's really no need for a car unless you want.
Yeah, quite something. You could get around in Colombia with no car. You could have public transportation or Ubers. Quite something. Wow. Well, there you have it, AJ Lewis. Thanks for coming on, you know, learning from you. Love your character, love your spirit. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of years. We'll be looking at your Instagram. What is your Instagram so people can reach out if they have any questions?
Yeah, it's Coach AJ Lou. So it's just like my name is here. That's the same way that my Instagram is, just without the spaces. And I really appreciate you having me, man. I really do. I thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, man. And who's your sports team? Who's your NFL? Is it the Raiders or?
You know, I grew up a Falcons fan, but, you know, Vegas has the Raiders now, so I root for both Vegas Raiders and as well as the Atlanta Falcons.
And who's your college football team?
You know, I grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan. Yay. As funny as that sounds, you being
where
in
I'm
Miami.
From, yeah.
Yeah, but I played for UNLV. So I became a UNLV fan, even though I didn't like him at all when I was a kid. So those are my two college football teams.
Yeah, Vegas sports, they're, you know, obviously new to the scene. So we'll see what happens with the Raiders. And now they're going to get an MLB team, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams move from Oakland to Las Vegas. It's kind of funny. But there you go, AJ, and American living in Colombia, Medellin. Very popular. Got to know your side of the story, how it is, city life. And, you know, it's funny because I see a lot of, like, those big entrepreneurs that move over there. Like, and you were saying that was that one type of group that goes there. So it's quite something to see. But anyways, AJ, I appreciate you coming on. And any closing words before we go?
No, I would just say this is a beautiful place. Make sure before you come, you do your research. And, you know, if you can create a life outside of America, it is a beautiful life. Like, I'm very grateful for the life that I've been able to create.
There you have it. If you can do it, go for it. Anyways, AJ, I appreciate you coming on to the Sleon Productions podcast.
All right, Santiago. Talk to you later, brother.